Good morning and welcome to KUMD's Caring and Sharing Holiday Series. There are many different variations on the quote that you can judge a society by the way it treats its most vulnerable members. We're talking with a number of nonprofit organizations here in the Northland that help make this a better place to live for all of us, including the vulnerable. This morning my guest is Cassie Ward. She's a program advocate with Mentor Duluth. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you come and join us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the Mentor Duluth program. You made reference to it being community-based mentoring. What is that?
Yep. Well, the Mentor Duluth program is a community-based mentoring program. So we match kids ages 5 to 18 with positive adult role models in the Duluth community. And being community-based means that they don't meet on our schedules as program advocates. They meet on their own time out in the community. They're matched based on their interests. They could go ice skating or sledding or to movies, out to eat. Anything that is available in the community, they can do together.
It sounds kind of like the Big Brother, Big Sister program. Is that something completely different? Is that conducted under the auspices of some other outfit or...
It's very comparable to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Duluth doesn't have a Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, but Mentor Duluth is that same kind of avenue. So we're not related to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but we're very similar programs.
So the mentor, it isn't necessarily an adult taking a kid into a workplace or helping to teach them a skill like you might have think, almost an apprenticeship sort of thing. It's more, hey, let's hang out. And I'm going to give you a like you said, a positive role model. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what we want. We want them to get out of their house just to have somebody that's outside of their family to hang out with to do something fun.
What's the background of these kids? What does the program provide for them that they don't have anywhere else?
A lot of our kids come from low-income or single-parent families, so that provides another role model for them. We have studies that show that kids need 7 positive adult role models in their life, and if they come from a single-parent family or don't have a lot of adults in their lives, they're not getting that. So this just provides one more way for them to have one more adult that cares for them and that will kind of take them and show them the world and do fun things together.
Tell me about some of the success stories in your program.
Well, we have a lot of success stories. We ask that mentors are able to commit to being a mentor for 1 year. But to go beyond that, we've had mentors being matched with the same kid for 7 or 8 years and being matched, you know, till that kid graduates high school and graduates out of our program. They remain their mentor. They might not be Mentor Duluth mentors, but they are a mentor to that kid, you know, as they grow up and as they're making decisions in life and deciding whether or not to go to college or not. Those mentors have been there for them even after they've left our program.
What do you hear from the kids? What do the kids say about their mentors? And obviously it's going to depend on the age of the kid, but what do you hear from the kids?
The kids love their mentors. They love just being able to do something new that they might not have gotten the opportunity to do at home with their family, or if they have multiple siblings and their parents can't always take them out to do something, it just gives them a great way to get out in the community and to see new things and try new activities and things. So they love having those experiences.
Well, kids just love that one-on-one attention, mm-hmm. too, from an adult. There's nothing that compares to that.
Yeah.
What about the mentors? What are you hearing from them?
Our mentors love our program as well. We try to provide a lot of training opportunities for them so that they can, you know, deal with any situation that might come up. But it also is just a fun thing for them, fun way to give back to the community and build a friendship. We strive to have our mentors and mentees build that friendship, and it goes both ways. It's positive for the kid, but it's also a positive for their mentor.
As you talk about the Mentor Duluth program, it's kind of obvious what that gives to the mentors and the mentees. But if you were to try to tell me how the program benefits the community at large, even people who aren't involved in the program, how do you think that works?
I would say that just by having that positive adult role model, we're helping kids make better choices. To have somebody else to talk to if they're going through a struggle at school or anything like that, somebody to encourage them to stay in school, stay out of trouble, to, you know, make good life choices, which affects the Duluth community as a whole. If the kids in our community are making good choices, we're bettering Duluth as a city.
Just thinking about my buddy, and he's got these 2 teenage girls, and they've got some learning disabilities and stuff, and they're kind of a handful, and they're good girls, but, you know, they're struggling. They've got these issues and stuff, and I'm going, you're not going to know what to do when it's not chaos at your house. And he goes, oh, I want to get a foster kid. And I'm just thinking, or Mentor Duluth would be perfect for him, because mm-hmm. he's just got this huge, big heart, and there's no weird stuff that a kid can throw at him that he doesn't go, I can cope. The last thing I wanted to ask you is, if you could kind of close your eyes and imagine the Mentor Duluth program a year from now, and there could be a positive change, either in the program or in the community with regard to the program, if you had kind of a wish for, oh, this is what I'd like to see a year from now, what might that be?
I would say that an ideal wish for a year from now would to be to have a smaller waiting list. We have approximately 200 kids that are waiting for a mentor at any given time, and some of those kids stay on our waiting list for a year to 2 years, just depending on, you know, their interest, because we strive to match them with somebody that they would get along well with that has similar interests. So some kids end up waiting quite a while till we find that good match for them. So my wish would be that we could get more mentors enrolled in our program so that more of our kids could have mentors to spend time with.
Cassie Ward is a program advocate with Mentor Duluth. If you want to find out how you can help, you can call them at 218-722-4745 or visit them online at mentorduluth.org.